You're listening to the Save the Marriage podcast. Your marriage can be saved and strengthened if you have the right information. Join Dr. Lee Baucom as he explores ways for you to improve your relationship and your life, starting right now.
Hey, this is Lee Baucom. Welcome to the Save the Marriage podcast. This is the podcast that really is designed to help you improve your marriage no matter where it is. And what we're going to talk about today is something that I hear very often from people at many different stages of their marriage. It's not just when a marriage is in trouble, but I hear it very often when a marriage is in trouble. And here's the phrase I hear: how can I get my spouse to love me, to change, to be willing to work on this? How can I make my spouse do whatever it is? How can I cause my spouse to come back into this marriage? In other words, how to get, make, or cause my spouse to do something. You can fill in the blanks. How do I? And if you hear yourself saying get, make, or cause my spouse, and then you fill in the blank with whatever you're trying to get, make, or cause them to do, I want you to step away from that. I want you to carefully back away from that language for one simple reason: it won't work. Now, it would be nice if we did have that, but it doesn't work when you try to control somebody. And I want you to notice that there is an undercurrent of control in all three of those words. You might be doing it very subtly. You might be very talented at this, but it still comes down to manipulation. You cannot ever save or improve a marriage through manipulation or control. This is one of those things that really bothers me to watch some other things that are floating around on the internet. You know, those things about reverse psychology or the no contact rule. They're all about manipulation. And rarely can you manipulate somebody into a good marriage. Let me just say, I would say never, but I'm sure somebody is going to come back and try to prove me wrong just that one time. So let me say that almost never, with 99.999999% accuracy, you cannot save a marriage through manipulation or control. Manipulation is all about emotions or actions. That's what we're trying to manipulate. So you're trying to get, make, or cause somebody to feel something or do something. And whenever you're doing that, you're pulling some strings. Now, let me also be very clear that I understand that whenever we're communicating, we're trying to get somebody to see something. I understand that at a base level, there is a convincing that's in the part of communication. So let's set that aside for a moment and focus on this manipulation, which is really just undercover control. Undercover control is trying to get someone to do something you want them to do. And that is really the key here. Part of what happens is that we get ourselves caught up in it. Instead of trying to find another way around that process, we allow ourselves to be caught in the process, and that destroys it. In the process, the other person can feel very lost and unaware and unclear. And here's the thing. Whenever we're in the midst of these marital conflicts and marital struggles, your spouse feeling lost, unaware, unclear, well, you probably are too. So at those same moments that you're feeling the need to try to get, make, or cause your spouse to feel or do something, they're probably feeling the same thing too. They're trying to get you to understand, to get you to see, to make you accept, to cause you to distance yourself. And you've got to be aware that sometimes that tug of war is very destructive to the relationship. So let me give you another word to consider. That word is invitation. Invitation is so much more powerful to bring someone into a relationship. I want you to think about somebody who's tried to convince you of something that you didn't want to be a part of. There is a tendency for us all to pull against that. Years ago, I was doing a conference, and I simply tossed one end of a rope to somebody, and they grabbed that rope, and I started pulling, and they naturally pulled back. I never said, let's play tug of war. I never had to do that, because people naturally do that. They began to pull against me, and we got in this little tug of war, and I said, why are you doing that? And the person said, well, I thought that's what I needed to do. I pull against you because you threw me the rope. And I said, what if I was throwing you the rope to pull you towards me, to choose you to come up on stage? And the person said, well, I don't know. I just reacted that way. And that's the term I want you to remember. When you're trying to convince somebody of something, there's something called psychological reactance. Psychological reactance is the fact that we tend to pull against something that somebody is trying to convince us of, even if we agree with what they're trying to convince us of. Think about how many times we just play that rebellious person. You know, somebody's trying to tell us something that we already believe in. We begin to argue against them. Sometimes I'm entertained to watch people who really start out at the same place and the other person begins to add to what they're saying, and suddenly they're opposing each other just because of this idea of psychological reactance. So even if your spouse agrees with you, if they feel like you're trying to convince or force or cause them to see it a certain way, they're going to naturally pull against that, much less if they're feeling opposed to the relationship, if they're feeling like maybe they're not really in it, if they're feeling like things aren't happy, that maybe they're not in love anymore, that maybe there's some other place to go in the relationship. At that point, they're opposed. And so when you try to make, cause, convince somebody to do something, to get them to see it a different way, you create this reactance, the psychological reactance. So let's add this in this other word of invitation. Manipulation is really about pulling them into it, right? When you're manipulating, it's about them having to move in your direction. But what if you're inviting? Because when you invite, you're coming from your best self, from your higher place. You're not trying to pull them towards you. You're inviting them on a different path. It's a whole different process. If somebody says, you have to be at a meeting, that's far different than feeling them say, we would love for you to be at this meeting. I'm going to be there and I'm going to be talking about these pieces. In other words, there's an invitation to one meeting. There's force on the other. They may show up for the meeting, but are they going to be happy about it? Are they going to be receptive in that moment? That's the problem with that manipulation side. It doesn't leave the other person open to the possibilities. Manipulation also is always about convincing somebody. I see this very often when people are trying to convince a spouse about how they're changing, how they're becoming, you know, who they need to be. And so they're constantly trying to convince with language. An invitation really is about showing the person that you're changing, showing the person by allowing them to oversee, not like, here, look, watch me, but by becoming that better person. As you step into your better self, that's part of my process, is to work on growing yourself to a better place. Recognize that part of what's going on is a spouse gets to feel you a different way, to experience you at a different place. But if you're constantly saying, look how I'm changing, or pointing to see how I did that differently, the convincing feels like manipulation. Many of us have been told over and over by people about how they're changing, only to see that they really haven't changed at all. So the convincing gets them confused. There's another piece that's important about manipulation. Manipulation really sets one against the other. Manipulation is a game of against. Let me see if I can trick you over to here. Let me see if I can pull you in my direction. An invitation is about being with somebody. Would you like to walk with me? It's different than saying you've got to walk this way. And that's the same piece of an invitation back into the relationship. You invite the person by working to connect with them, not demanding their connection with you. Many times people will say, don't you think I should give my spouse something on saving a marriage? And my response is, why would you do that when they're opposed to saving the marriage? Because what they're going to see in that is, see, you're blaming me. You're putting it on me. You're making me, and I don't want this. So you take it on yourself. You decide you're going to find the better ways of connecting, not trying to force a spouse to see it that way, but inviting them into a new relationship, inviting them into a new possibility. Many people are much more responsive to invitation than feeling the manipulation. And the other difference between manipulation and invitation is the difference between you versus me and we in mindset. When you set it up as manipulation, you are trying to get the other spouse to move in a certain direction. When you see it as a we are trying to get to a different place. It doesn't mean the other spouse is at the same place as you of wanting to get to that we. But if you adopt a we stance, it's easier to invite the other person to see that. This is one of the reasons that I set up my program the way I do, because instead of trying to manipulate the person, you work on inviting them into connection. I talk about one-way texts and tag-alongs and one-way emails and other techniques that don't put pressure on the other person, that don't fill the emotional space, that don't try to force the other person, but that invite them into the possibilities. I want you to think for a moment about what happens when you try to force your agenda. When it's not an invitation to connect, it's setting the stage up with giving very little room to the other person. It's your agenda. It's your setting. It's your opinion. It's you believing that you know how things need to go. And that's the problem. It's always about what you see as the right direction. So I would just ask you to think about some questions for yourself. The first one I would ask you is, are you detached from the outcome? Remember, you're only responsible for your side of the process. If you become too attached to the process, you're not working the process, you're wed to the process, and then anytime something happens that feels like it's in the wrong direction, you begin to panic and you begin to pull harder, you begin to manipulate more, you begin to feel like you have to get, make, or cause the other person to change directions. So can you detach from the outcome and just manage your side of the responsibility? The second question is, am I focused on my own growth? Many times we want our spouses to do some changing, right? We see that maybe there is something that they need to change too, but we don't get to choose when somebody else is going to change. We do get to choose when we're going to change. And if you don't change, you will have a hard time resisting manipulation. Whenever we're stuck with our growth, we resort to manipulation. We find ourselves caught in a manipulative place. The third question is to ask, is there a power struggle? If the struggle goes underground, it will always lead you to manipulation. Don't get into a power struggle. Don't be on the other side of that tug of war. The fourth question is, am I managing my anxiety? Anxiety pulls us into control and manipulation, so you have to manage that anxiety for yourself. And the last thing to ask is, have I released my expectations of how my spouse will act, of how my spouse will have emotions? Have I released my expectations of what's going on with my spouse so that I can be accepting of what's going on and continue to look for how to grow that? Marriage is changing what you can do and inviting your spouse to join you in that process. If you lose that, you resort to that manipulation. When you find yourself asking, how can I make, cause, or get my spouse to do something, let me invite you to step away from that. And let me invite you to invite your spouse into a different process. If you find yourself caught in these tug of wars, if you find yourself pulled into manipulation because you really don't know what else to do, I would invite you to join me. I have the Save the Marriage system. You can find that at savethemarriage.com. That's savethemarriage.com. And if you go ahead and join now, you can get a free week of virtual coaching, my VIP virtual coaching program, where I have special training on how to connect without pulling at your spouse. This is very important to understand how to connect without pulling your spouse towards you, with allowing an invitation for your spouse to return to the connection. If you have a problem with that connection, this is a great place to change that, a great way of turning it around. So grab my system now at savethemarriage.com and then take advantage of that free week of the virtual program, the virtual coaching program. It's that program that allows you to finally take the information and really dig in and make a difference in your relationship. This is Lee Balcom wishing you the best as you work to save your marriage.
You've been listening to Save the Marriage podcast. For more information and help, please visit us at savethemarriage.com.